The fear of the global statesman has been telegraphed repeatedly in the months before and after the installation of Trump, who it seems they may be soon excusing from the classroom. In its preferred print propaganda placement device, the New York Times. A good example appeared just yesterday. A piece written, and this was written on the 6th, so I was referring to January 5th. A piece written by Farhad Manju titled "Frightful but Not Invincible, Lawmakers Not Startups May Pose the Bigger Threat to Tech's Most Powerful Giants." And this is the New York Times of January 5th, 2017. Right off the bat, the Times tells us where it's at, where the paper is at, shielding the global statesmen who hide in the back. Devil, devil, what you know? You've been here since 1914, but now you gotta go. Coincidentally, when a good probable date for when they stole, fully had in their control, Nikola's EMF weapon. You've been here since 1914, but now you got to go. You've been hiding behind corporate eyes. You want a war, but you can't fight. Devil, you got to go. And that's from Family Name, the Rainbow Children. Quoting the article from the New York Times, in the last half decade, something strange happened. And this is strange compared, this is my comment or clarification. Strange compared to the previous story the writer tells of innovation being driven by and money then flowing to tech-savvy youth in garages, who then unceremoniously unseat their moldy predecessors, they with the grass-choked pores. Continuing, a new era in the tech business, one that is typified less by the storied startup in a garage than by a posse I like to call the Frightful Five: Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, and Alphabet, which is Google's parent company. Together, says the author, the five compose a new superclass of American corporate might. For much of last year, their further rise and domination over the rest of the global economy looked not just plausible, but also maybe even probable. In 2017, much the same story remains, but there's a new wrinkle. The world's governments are newly motivated to take on the tech giants, and I comment, I bet they are. Can we all type one day global general strike and circulate those words around the world? I suspect Facebook is the real target in this group of five. So here we have, and possibly Google or Alphabet. So here we have the global state, because every nation is but a branch of the tree of the global totalitarian system of class. And the Times cooperatively casts it, the totalitarian class system, as the hero in the piece. Oh, please, hit me with something a little less odoriferous. Continuing with the article. In the United States, Europe, Asia, and South America, the five find themselves increasingly arrayed against legal and regulatory powers, and often even against popular will. And I comment, here we have the secondary purpose of the piece. After the establishment of the state as hero. Secondary purpose, to try to create what they claim already exists. Antipathy in the people toward those who own the technology we need to get free. They will beat this poor horse all the way home. Continuing, over the last year, perception began to change. Familiarity breeds contempt as technology wormed deeper into our lives. My comment, as if this process has not been driven by the global state statesmen and their obsession with total surveillance. To see the real source of the disruption of our lives, see the burying of Nikola Tesla, see 40 million dead in Europe, Europe alone, due to World War II because of it, as well as the manipulation of the weather by pumping metal particulates into the atmosphere. See the silent slaughter, also with EMF, using Nikola's stolen weapon. See our living in hardship, fear, and insecurity. See the power guys. See the global state statesmen.